Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
God bless you tonight, family and friends.
I know that the Spirit of the Lord is moved by His power.
And I'm telling you that things have been broken off of your life.
And I'm telling you that the new change is taking place.
And I give God the glory and we praise His name.
For He is worthy to be praised.
And I'm telling you right now, family and friends, that the power of the living God is here to meet your every need. And God is moving by His Spirit. Listen, saints of God, I know that it might be a very uncomfortable time for you, but I'll be a wrong type of leader, a wrong type of pastor to always tell you that it's going to be great. One thing that I know about walking with the Spirit of the living God, it's not in our comfortness. It's not in our mindset. It's not in our willpower. It's not in what we want. That's how we receive and attain the different things of God. A lot of times, God will put us in some things that it will blow our mind. It will go against the comprehension of the human mindset. Just as something like this here, you ask God, say, God, I need a change of direction. I need a financial release. Instead of Him giving you a financial release, He gives you a seed of an acorn. That will go against the human mindset, like what I'm supposed to do with the human acorn. With God, you got to go through stuff. It's none of this microwave stuff, and you're thinking that it's already done. I love the fathers of old, because back then, they learned how to put together different things from scratch. They make biscuits from scratch. They make pancakes from scratch. They put cakes together from scratch. Right now, you can walk in the grocery store and you can buy a box with the ingredients and all it says, add eggs and water, and boom, you got a finished product. But it takes to get something perfection, and that is who you are. You are an individual that God made in perfection. You have to go through different steps. You cannot rush this here. It's a time of thing you have to take place. It's ingredients things have to take place. I got to put my dry goods with my dry goods, my rest goods with the rest, and I got to take the time to pour the wet and the dry together. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, God got you in a process that He is breaking different things off of your life, off your generation, off of your family. And you are taking the necessary steps to change or to rewrite, my God, your generation, to rewrite your life, to rewrite, my God, in the direction that you, your bloodline, and your family go on. Why? Because you've taken the necessary steps to take authority for your family, take authority for your life, to seek the Spirit of the Lord, to do with the things that is uncomfortable, to sacrifice. And the scripture says, give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. Well, this is a perfect definition what the scripture is talking about. Amen. Holy and acceptable. You've given yourself right now as a living sacrifice. One of you could have been asleep right here on the East Coast. Amen. But I thank the living God that you are ready to see the face of the living God. Therefore, things in your life is going to be changed. Therefore, the things in your life is going to be paradigm shift into another place. You already born it right now. I need you to believe it. You need to believe that a change is already taking place. Some of you need to just think it back to this time last year. Well, this time last year, you was up at the late night hours ready to seek the living God. Or some of you, by this time last year, you was ready to get ready for a party. You was into a place where you were ready for a tower. You was into a place where you were just ready to give up on life. Some of you, probably this time last year, you was ready to just give up and leave everything and move to another country, move to another state. But right now, my God, you are in a place to where you were to seek after the living God. So it has to be a change that took place from this time last year all the way up to now. Don't count yourself out just yet. I'm not worried about what people think or how people count you out, but I'm just here to tell you, don't you count yourself out just yet, because just as those you're going to get ready to count yourself out, and God says, I'm just about done with you. And I'm telling you right now, you are marvelous in His eyesight. You are great in his eyesight, and you have the power to begin to destroy and begin to break and begin to rewrite different things that is in your life. No longer different things should hold you down. No longer different weakness in your life to hold you down. No longer you should give inner room to the adversary, inner room to the enemy that causes us to stay in a place of hostage. Hostage within our mind, hostage within our spirit, hostage within ourselves. No longer you should be the captive that is in a place of bondage, place of spiritual incarceration, place where you cannot get your worship, place where you cannot get your, where you cannot be set free. For scripture tells me that God comes to set the captain free. Who? He that is free, that is free indeed. And I'm here to tell you that you are in a place of freedom. You are in a place right now to where things in your life is begin to be free. It is your time, it is your season. Therefore, we come into our life and we come tonight as we as one mind to enter into the presence of the living God. First, God, we ask you to grant us access to enter into you. We never want to state that we have the right, even though you gave us the right, but we want to come with humility. We want to come humble, even though a child has a right to go into the refrigerator, but still, mother or father cannot go and grab something out of there. Amen. We don't want to have an entitlement spirit as though we are titled. So God, therefore, we ask you, can we enter into you so we can be able to worship and communicate, so we can be able to declare and decree, so we can be able to sound a trumpet in the spirit realm, so we can be able to begin to rewrite the different things that the enemy tried to write about our future pertaining to our past, about our present pertaining to our past. We are going to take authority with in you to forget those things which are behind and press, my God, is the anybody going to press tonight? We're going to press towards the mark of the high calling. So God, therefore, we thank you, and we're here to worship you as we are guided through with the Holy Ghost to enter into your presence, also with the escort angels, so we can come into a secret place of worship, so we can come in secret place of declaring and decreeing declaration unto you, God. We thank you, God, that you chose us as a child in this day and time. It should have been ministry, but you chose us to be the seed to come in contact with the egg in the womb. And that's all we thank you. It's many seeds trying to get into a position with the egg in the womb. It's thousands of hundreds. But we thank you that you chose us to come in contact with the seed in our mothers in the womb. Therefore, it brought forth a beautiful intervene. Regardless of what life statistics may say, regardless of what we have been through, they say, we can bow before your presence. We thank you for making us as a beautiful intervene. We thank you for making us as an intervene in creature that is made like you. Therefore, that alone, God, we say, thank you. That alone, God, we give you the praise. That alone, God, we're here to glorify and represent you. But God, as we come before you tonight, it's things in our life from the time that we were conceived to the time that we was birthed forth, things in our life don't take this turn. And it begins to write a chapter that it wasn't ordained for you. Then some chapters was ordained for you. But it begins to scope our personality. It begins to scope, it begins to cultivate our character. Therefore, God, we have to go back into the thing and begin to break different things that now leached on or develop our personality and character that is not like you from our childhood all the way up to now, from the place of where we was conceived all the way up to now. We must us, God, some of us in the womb did not have a fair chance to thrive, a fair chance to come into a place of freedom, a fair chance to come come into a place to where we understand that we're more than enough. Some of us, men, some of us are held hostage by our forefathers from the womb, held hostage of drugs, held hostage of mental dysfunction, held hostage of things of mental illness, held hostage of sickness and germs, held hostage of different curse that we did not obtain by God from the forefathers and from the womb. So therefore, God, we go back to the womb of our birthplace. We go back from the womb, and we go to the womb of our birth mother. And we don't see our neighbors, and we don't see our family, and we don't see our friends, God, but we see ourselves as an individual, God. But God, we go back to the womb of our spiritual soul ties begin to develop and begin to form and begin to leak inside of us like a umbilical cord with a child in a mother. We go back and begin to sever them soul ties, sever alcohol and drug addiction, sever mental dysfunction and mental handicapness, sever different soul ties, God, that we've been connected, that we did not understand and we did not know that it was imparted from the womb of the adversary to call our direction of life and call our walk of life into a place of dysfunctional, into a place of spiritual handicapness, God. So God, from the womb, we disconnect and disengage from different things that the adversary already find us up in. For the womb, God, for the decisions of our parents and the decisions of our forefather that cause an effect and cause an mental illness inside of us, God, we disengage and also we detach from it in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a breakthrough, and I feel a breakthrough tonight. I feel the Spirit of the living God is breaking some things off of you tonight. And God, throughout the times of our generation growing up, even to the part where we begin to learn and understand what is right and what is wrong, from our childhood, God, we go back and disengage the different things of that adversary as well. Some of us in that time on the Spirit molestation. Some of us in that time, the spirits rape. Some of us in that time, the spirits physical and mental abuse. Some of us in that time, God, we've been developed with no self-esteem. Some of us in that time, God, we've been developed, our character has developed, and our personality has been formed to care about what somebody says, to be caring about what somebody feels about us. So, God, we go into our childhood, we detach and we disengage different things that begin to take our life path, our life fork, things that the enemy is using right now. In our behalf, we disengage, we forgive different ones that cause of the were sung by assignment from the adversary to cause harm or to cause abuse inside of us. Father, as molestation, Father, as rape, Father, as my God Almighty, mental and physical abuse, in the name of Jesus, even though we probably was the one that in the enemy was not using, but from a dysfunctional home, to see abuse, physical and mental, to hear arguments and fights that shake us into a place of guilt, that where we feel as though we're guilty of a separation, where we feel as though that we was wrong of this, we disengage the power of our childhood that the enemy is using right now, in the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. Therefore, God, we continue to make a journey up in our life, all the way up to our teenage years, all the way up into a year to where our bodies and our minds begin to develop. And we disengage the power, my God Almighty, we disengage the power of a sick demon, demon of molestation, demon of masturbation. We disengage out of sex spirit that is not of you, spirit of lust. In the name of Jesus, we disengage the temptation of addiction. We disengage the temptation of drugs, temptation many of our bodies and of our minds that exploded as a child neglect, and we feel as though we need to bring a child into this world to call their own, to find the love, the disengagement of rejection, the disengagement of not feeling love, not feeling mistaken the wrong way, misunderstood. And in the name of Jesus, we come against some teenage powers right now in the name of Jesus that shake the adult life, that shake the adult thinking, our adult character, our adult, my God, my personality. We disengage the power of the adversary in that time as well. We disengage from different things that is not of God. We disengage from the things that, my God Almighty, that God did not intend for us to go. We disengage the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We disengage it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, so therefore, instead of taking us into a place of trial, because God, you said, who the Son set free is free indeed. And if we've never been free for ourselves, we're never going to be free in the world. We're never going to be free to worship you. We're never going to be free to intercede for you, with you. We're never going to be free. It's going to always going to be something to help us in the place of hostage and lock us down. So God, in this 12 o'clock midnight hour, as our children sleep, as people in the world sleep, we expose the most darkness and hidden thing of us that you see every day in our secret place. We expose everything before you. So God, oh God, and take us into our years of our youth, of our young adult time, in our time to where the world legalized and say you are our daughter. Therefore, God, dramatize, but we feel as though scripture or structure doesn't apply for us. Dramatize to where we feel as though now we are in a place to where I don't have to worry about monolithism or somebody else scripture and responsibility. Place where somebody, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Dramatize to where rebellion taking place. Where I don't feel so I don't have to listen to nobody. I don't have to submit to anything or submit to nobody, because when I got out of the house, when I got out of the house with all the rooms, I feel as though now I can party all night, I can party. And God, we did not know from that place that was planted in the trap of the adversary. We have not been led by the adversary from these times, God, that we did not have no knowledge of. So God, we call upon you tonight. Do not hold us accountable for the things that we did not know, for the things for our journey that we did not understand. And we were led by that old Peter Piper demon that leading us from a place of our destiny and our purpose, a place from where we can tap into our financial wealth. And we've been led into a place, my God Almighty, where he tried to destroy us, as the word of God says, for the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. So God set us free from them time when we disengaged back into our younger times. We disengaged from a place of not being submitted, from a place of rebellion, from a place that nobody can tell us nothing, from a place where we think we got it all figured out, from a place that we feel that we don't have to answer to nobody, from a place where we feel so pressure being more than responsibility, from a place, my God, not making calculated decisions, not making impulsive, emotional, and fleshly decisions, God. From that place, God. God, yes, you in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. From that place, God, in the name of Jesus, we disengage the adversary. We disengage the different things that we got tied up in that we did not know, God. In the name of Jesus, we disengage the power of the adversary. We disengage from the things of the adversary that is not of you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we shall lift up our voice. We shall lift up our spirits. We shall lift up before you, Lord. And we say, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let the enemy out of tonight, giving God the thanks. We disengage for all the psychological powers of the adversary. We disengage for every addiction, for every habit that is not of God, that holiness is preventing us to walk into the full permissive will of God. We disengage from the different things that is holding us captive, from our past and from different things that have been imparted by spiritual leaders. People that we believe in, people that we have faith in, we disengage right now in the name of Jesus, that the power that was trying to hold us into a place of captivity, that the power is broken, and therefore we shall open up our hearts in the belly, in the womb of God, and we shall command our spirits, and we command our life from a place of sitting high, that our life shall thrive, our home shall thrive. No longer I shall be held in a captive place. No longer I shall be in a place where I'm not forgiven. No longer that it shall be in a place to where it's not going to work no more. No longer we shall be in a place. We shall be in a place of victory. We shall be in a place where God is moving by his power. We shall be in a place where God is moving by his spirit. I just need somebody tonight, give God a praise. We disengage, God, the opioid spirit, the drug addiction spirit that comes from destruction and medication. For our bodies sending the signals for our bodies as though we need it. And now we've been misabused and we take different things abusively for sleep, for a place of relaxation. And the Bible tells me there are anything to control the temple. Oh, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. So therefore, God, we disengage from the different things in the name of Jesus by giving the enemy and the adversary access to come into our life, access to come into our mind, to go ahead and play different games and go ahead and bring different traps to shut up shop, to make a place that we're in calling us home. We disengage it in the name of Jesus. We disengage, God, our attitude that has been formed that it has had nothing to do with our spouse, formed that it did not have anything to do with our children. Family did not have to do anything with anybody, but the ways of life and different things that we did not disengage from our childhood, from our forefathers, in the name of Jesus. That the enemy could let me in our bloodline. We disengage it in the name of Jesus. We tithe to you the blessing of our seed, of our forefathers. We tithe to us the different things that you call blessed of through the generation bloodline, through our ancestors' bloodline, in the name of Jesus. We say, yeah, tonight, we give you glory, God, we give you glory, we give you glory. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Things in your past, you disengage it from you in the name of Jesus. Molestation, rape, abuse, mental, physical, that is causing you and it'll shake your mindset and it'll shake your perception all the way up to now. Child neglect, child abandonment, in the name of Jesus, we disengage the dysfunction of upbringing through family and through generations. We disengage the shackles, the handcuffs that is preventing your life to accelerate forward, because the enemy knows something that you don't know. So therefore, we go back into and check into our life and disengage the power of the adversary. Today, tonight, we do a match everything of the adversary that told us, and we can say it's not so. Keep that Holy Ghost while we're in the name of God to reshape our thinking, to reshape our perception, to reshape where we look at people and where we look at the world. because some identity, some perception, we look at it from a place of hurt. We look at it from a place of mistrust. We look at it from a place that somebody else want to lie. We look at it from a place that somebody want to get something from us. We thank you, God, that we share walk in the confidence and understand that we have the power to break everything that is not like you. For our soul cries glory. Our soul cries glory. Tonight, God, we give out everything that is not of you. We clean ourselves out. We allow you to take a look inside of us. And if anything that we miss, anything that we have not called out, we give you access, Holy Ghost, to wash us whole again. Some of you need to go ahead and rejoice this morning. You need to rejoice. Now, therefore, from this point on, from this point on, everything that is in your past, everything that you've done is stored in the sea of forgiveness. And Scripture says, God, do not remember it no more. And anything that comes in your past from your childhood, comes in your past from the different things that causing you guilt, that ain't nothing but the adversary trying to hold you hostage. You need to believe that you are free tonight. You need to believe that I shall not be held by the things of the past, things that make me feel as though that I am not worthy for God to be, not worthy for I am not to be used. The devil is a liar. You are worthy. You are a song in the king of the King and the Queen of the Most High. You are an individual that God called blessed. You are somebody that God says time for you to move out into this day and time. You are my God of money. God, feel the Holy Ghost and the reality from this day forth. Don't you look what you've done in the past. You are free from your childhood, even before you enter in from the womb. Rejoice, rewrite your life, because your life is blessed. From this day forward, you will rewrite the destiny of your family. Listen, families and friends, I thank you tuning in once again. We're not going to keep prolonging the time, and we're not going to keep going on once God done did what he had to do. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited, because if you know what just took in place in the spirit, if you know what just took in place in your life, if you know what God just done then or what you just done, if you followed with me of the prayer of denounce, my God Almighty, different things that is attached to us that we know of and that we did not know of, if you follow with me, my God, what you just did, you just came into the little spirit of the living God, you erased your past slate, and now you're going to begin to rewrite your direction of life. Are you glad this tonight that you can rejoice within the Lord? My God, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the living God. Today, this is your day of a new direction. This is your day the way you shall dwell. I give God the blessing. And we just worship the living God, for he is worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited. This is 7th and praise. We're not going to hold you up too much longer. My God Almighty, we got one more night at 12 a.m. for this week. That's Friday morning to Saturday. That is Saturday morning. Amen. I want you to meet me back here Saturday morning. But before then, we got tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We're going to continue to stay in prayer. And we're going to stay in a prayer that is penetrating through the spirit. We're going to stay in the place to where we're not going to be having wasteful prayers that is all over the place, but our prayers going to hit a mark. It's going to hit a mark in our life. It's going to hit a mark in our family. It's going to hit a mark in our seed. It's going to hit a mark. We're going to penetrate, because now we're not going to pray on the outside of God, but we're going to gain access inside the building of God and begin to strip off of the different things of God. Because one thing that I do know, when you strip in the presence of the living God, you don't have to worry about nobody picking it up. You don't have to worry about no adversary picking it up. You don't have to worry about anything that's going to be outspoken or get used against you. Amen. Because everything in the secret place of the Most High, it is a secret between you and God. So therefore, from this night forth. Do not disgrace the power of the enemy from your life, from your place of a womb, from your place of a childhood, from your place of a teenager, from your place of a young adult. Do not disgrace the power of the adversary and don't allow the adversary to rewrite the plan for you. You write your plan with the Holy Ghost, and you're going to begin to see different things happening in your life. You're going to begin to tap into a place within the Spirit of the Lord. So tonight, by God Almighty, rewrite your prayer life. Tonight, rewrite your worship. Tonight, rewrite your new relationship with the Spirit of the living God. Say to yourself, I am in a new place of worship with the living God. So therefore, I say when I lay down tonight, I'm laying down with the Lord of my mind. I'm laying down. My dreams is coming back alive. My vision is going to be resurrected. I'm laying down tonight. I'm going to lay down, and I'm going to see victory. And anything is not like God, we rebuke it and come against it in the name of Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You be blessed. God bless you, families and friends.